thank the Lord for this opportunity to be here in service this morning. Seems like me and my family have been on the road a lot lately, these past few weeks, doing lots of traveling, a couple different singings in Gina in Alabama, a trip to Ohio. And that can take a toll on you physically, mentally, spiritually, all that running and going. But I thank the Lord for those times we have that He allows us to get quiet, get still, be at home. So I thank the Lord for being able to be here this morning. Can't tell you how much I do appreciate those two songs we heard this morning. I feel like I can relate to both quite well over the past couple of weeks. Just feel like I've been going through some things, facing some things. And hearing those songs this morning makes me realize what a great God we serve. And how much He has done for us in the places He brings us through and the things He helps us face. And it's along those lines and those thoughts that I've had over the past couple weeks that led me to this thought. I wrote on the board is, how big is your God? Again, I want to remind us that God is a great God. He does so much for us, much more than I think we will ever be able to realize. I had the opportunity to visit someone yesterday for a little while, and this person made a comment. He says, I have so many blessings. He said, God has blessed me in so many ways. He said, I would try to count my blessings. He said, but I can't count that high. And I thought about that. I never thought about it in that way. You know, I count on my fingers, and we'll have worship with my family at night, and we'll go around the room and we'll all list a few things that the Lord has blessed us with. And I'm pretty good. I can usually come up with about two or three of them. And then sometimes I'll try to think of a few more. But you know, how true is that statement that the Lord has blessed us beyond our thinking of a certain number that I will never be able to realize what the Lord has done for us or for me. So thank the Lord for all He's done for you, for me. So please pray for me this morning as we talk about how big is your God. I don't have much scripture reading this morning. In fact, I only have one verse. I'd like to turn to Matthew 19 and 26. Now, I do realize this verse goes along with several verses before it. This is the story of the rich young ruler. And the rich young ruler came and asked Jesus what he needed to do to be able to enter into heaven. And then Jesus gave him a list of things. And the disciples overheard that. And the disciples asked a question, how can a man do this? This Matthew 19 and 26 says, But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. If you will allow me this morning to kind of pluck this scripture out of that story and use it as a standalone scripture. With men this is impossible, but with God all things are impossible. And that's kind of what I want our foundation to be this morning, is with God all things are possible. Hope I didn't say that wrong, but with God all things are possible. When we think about, if I were to ask you the question, and I am asking you the question, how big is your God? I think as humans, when we're asked how big something is, we automatically in our minds want to try to think of something of maybe a certain size and then begin to start a comparison. Something to compare something to. I've been asked the question throughout all my life, I'm sure I have, of how big is God? And I like to think of big things. I like to, y'all may have heard me some here in service, I like to think of those big things, the world, the universe, and try to compare God with those, because in my mind I know that God is bigger than those things. And so it gives me a good comparison. If you were to ask a child, how big is God? A child might stretch their arms out as far as they can stretch them, because to a child that is big. That's huge. We've sung those songs all our lives growing up. God is bigger than any mountain. He's got the whole world in His hands. And if we serve a God like that, don't we serve a big God? I mean, I think we can all agree that we serve a big God. We serve an awesome God. I tell you, people have done such a good job. Authors have done such a good job of using those right adjectives to put into songs. And our way of thinking is a great way to describe God and how big He is. God is bigger than the biggest thing that I will ever be able to think of. I've even heard the saying that God is as big as I need Him to be. And I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. But I don't feel like what the Lord gave me this morning is an intent to try to compare God with things to see how big He is. Because really, God is bigger than our imaginations could ever begin to take in. So it's not my intent this morning to put this here and then put God here and do a comparison. But maybe to make it a little bit more personal this morning, and I will ask you, how big is your God? And in return, I would like you to ask yourself, how big is my God? I want to ask myself, how big is my God, the God that I serve? I told you earlier that I've gone through what I consider some hardships, some trials, some things just in my mind that has kind of weighted down on me. And it led me to this question. You know, I know I serve a God that can take care of this stuff, that has the ability to speak and this stuff just be vanished. But God, how you're big, I know that, but how big are you to me? When it comes down to my personal life, how do I see you? What is my perception of you? So I ask you, how big is your God? Well, maybe your response would be that, well, Brother Chad, or we all serve the same God. We know He's the same. We know He's constant. We know He's true. We know He never changes. So don't we serve the same God that's the same size? Well, yes, amen, we do serve that kind of a God that doesn't change, that's always there. But as constant as God is, do you feel that every individual feels the same way or sees God the same way on the face of the earth? I would say no. I would say there are those in the world today that the last thing they would want to do was to get any thought toward God and how awesome and how big and how capable He is. And then I say there are those here amongst us that we can look at God, we can sing those songs, and we can realize His capabilities. But then I think of some of those older saints that have lived before us, that maybe have died and gone on, and I hear the stories, and I hear how they lived their lives and their dependence on God, and and how they gave it their all, and that's all they had was God and what He was able to do for them. And I look at that and I thought, you know what? I wonder, did God mean more to them than He does to me? Well, I would think so. They've had experiences. They lived more life. They've had more of those opportunities to have that fellowship with God. More experiences than I've had. I think many times our perception of God is based on our experiences. How we see God is what experiences I allow myself to be in from day to day. Those experience, those times when I come before the Lord, how do I come before Him? I believe that's how a lot of us, or that's how the world sees God, based on their experiences. So I can look at other individuals' lives. I think of some of the stories I've read. I've mentioned one before, and I'll mention it again. God's Gracious Dealings by Brother Fred Pruitt. I won't go into a lot of detail, but we just kind of started reading it home for a second time. And I am so impressed with the faith that man had. And not to single anyone out and put anyone above anybody else, but just how he depended on God and how God blessed. And I look at those miracles that God worked in that man's life and these saints' lives. And I look at that, and you know, I can say, wow, that's the kind of life I want to live. That's what I want God to do for me in my life. Look at the experience that those older saints had. Man, where is that God today? That's what I want right here in my life, Lord. That's how the things I go through and the things that I feel are real to me, Lord, I want you to do for me what you did for them. I think of all the stories that we read in the Bible all the time. Daniel, throwed in a lion's den and the lions didn't touch him. How is that even possible? Because God was there and God worked. And God, that's what I want you to do. I want you to work in my life. Lord, I want that experience. But you know, I can look around all day long at other people's experiences. And I can see how close this brother or this sister over here, and how close they are to God and that relationship they've got with God and how God is working. I can read those Bible stories all day long. But just because they had that experience and that's what God meant to them does not mean that I'm going to have the same experience and that God's going to mean that to me. Those are experiences we can look at. Those are situations we can look at. And it can be encouraging, and it is. Amen. We can realize the capabilities of God. We can see how God's working and what He can do. And it gives us a great head knowledge of how capable God is. But I can't base what God does for me and my experience with God on brother so-and-so over here, on his experience. His experience with God is his. I have to have my own experience. I have to get a hold of God for myself. I have to allow God to work in me. If I want God to work that way in me, then I have to be willing. These people over here that I read these stories about, and Daniel and Abraham and all those people can't have that experience for me. So Lord, help us not to base our experiences off of someone else's experience. That we get a hold of something for ourselves. You know, it's got to be more than just knowing that God is a big God. It's got to be more than comparing Him to things and trying to put Him in perspective. It's got to be more than than singing these songs. Something comes to mind. What a mighty God we serve. Those ones I mentioned earlier, sing the songs. They are an encouragement to us. But it's got to be more. It's got to be more than that. It's got to be more than just knowing. But it's got to be something we're involved with. That relationship that the Lord wants with us. I'm going to have to make that my own personal experience. I have found myself, and I've kind of already mentioned this, but I have to keep myself in check a little bit. It's easy to look at the miracles God works and the healings that God still performs. And sometimes I'll start to, I guess, kind of start feeling sorry for myself. And I look at those situations where God's working in someone's life, and I'll ask Him. I'll start to question God. As faithful as I know He is, there are just times that, I'll be honest with you, there are just times that I don't always feel Him working. There are times that I wonder, God, why don't you work the way you used to work? Why don't you deal with me the way you're dealing with so and so? Lord, why can't you lead me to the place that you led so and so? I want to be encouraged too. But then I have to stop and ask myself, when I find myself asking those questions, if that's really the place I want the Lord to lead me to, if I really want to see the Lord working on my behalf, have I given God the opportunity to work? You know, we are a people that God loves us very much. And He's given us all a choice. We know this. He's given us the ability to choose what we want to do and what we don't want to do. And it's my choice, as I live my life, of what I want to allow in my life and what I want to say no to, what I want to put aside, what I want to take out, those things I see that I don't feel needs to be there in my life. And I look at these, well, when I get down on my knees, I say, Lord, I don't feel it. I haven't felt it. What choices have I made up to that point? Have I given God the adequate time that He needs and that He deserves? Or have I bombarded myself with, we hear it all the time, the busyness of life, the cares of life, those day-to-day living, those running the roads, those going here and there? Have I slowed down? And giving God the opportunity to show me how big He is and how big He can be and what He wants to do for me. Have I given Him me? Have I given Him myself? When I come to the Lord and I say, Lord, you know, I see this. Lord, I know You're capable. I've heard all my life You're a big God. You can do anything. And how true I know that is. But I come to these places in life and I see these things come up inside of me that I don't like, that I don't want to be there. And that I want help with. And I'll reminisce in my mind. And thank the Lord, it's been a while. I need something from You. And I've even been in a place where I've prayed and I felt like I've prayed that sincere prayer. And I feel like there have been times I felt like I just haven't been able to break through and get through. But most of the time, and so much of the time, it all comes back around to, Lord, what kind of time have I given you? Have I given you the time for you to show me what you can do? I can't do it. I may have tried. I may have seen this thing in me, and this may be something that I've tried over and over and over and over to fix. And I've tried so many times, and I'm going to have to come to the place where, God, even though I know you're a big God and that you can do anything, knowing it, evidently I've known it all my life, but evidently it hadn't fixed anything yet. Just a little analogy. If I were to take a car motor, and this car motor needed overhauling, it needed to be broke down as far as it could be broke down, I could attempt it. You know, I could probably go pull up some YouTube videos and kind of get off into that thing. But I'm going to tell you right now, I would be way in over my head. I would be lost, wouldn't have a clue. And I'm going to have to reach out to somebody for some help. So I'm going to end up having to bring that thing to somebody that knows what they're doing. Somebody that's got some experience. Somebody that almost don't even have to think about it. Could do it in their sleep and could put that thing back together the way it needs to be. You know, it might hurt a little bit. It might wound my pride a little bit. I might even have to dip down in my pockets a little bit and give a little bit to in order to have that thing. It might not be the most comfortable experience. I doubt they're going to do that for free. You know, I might have to give a little bit. But I'm going to give it to somebody that I know can take care of the issue and they can put that back together again because they proved themselves. That's one of the best mechanics around. Man, he's got some good reviews. That's who I want to bring it to. Because he's capable and I know what he can do. And everybody knows he's capable. But I want to experience that myself. So I'm going to bring this to him. I'm going to let him fix it. I'm going to let him put it back together. And then I'll be satisfied with the results. And that's what God wants us to do with him, folks. We know he's all-powerful, he's all-knowing, and we know he can do anything. But Lord, if there's something in my life, if it's something I'm going through, and I've been here and I've been in this place over and over and I've found myself here, and there's just, I'm at my wit's end, so to speak. Lord, show me what it is that I need to do, whether it's time given, whether it's more quiet time. Lord, show me what you want to do with me. So in return, I can see how big you are. Then I can know it for myself. And while I enjoy looking at everyone else, and I enjoy hearing your testimonies, they are an encouragement to me. But I need to have a testimony for myself. I need to be able to say what God's done for me. So Lord, help me be able to come to the place that I can do that. So I ask you the question again, how big is your God? Well, I do like that saying, he's as big as I need him to be. There's truth in that. But I also thought about it this way. My God is as big as I will allow him to be. Because he's going to allow us to make the choices in our life that we want to make. I can choose what I want to allow into my life. You know, we know God is a jealous God. He wants to consume all of us. He wants to, it's kind of a very stout word, dominate. It's a word we don't hear very often. But did you know that God wants to dominate us? He wants to, maybe that's not the right word, He wants to fill us with just Him. And what I allow in my life, I don't want to start to crowd the Lord out. Because I wanted to give that opportunity for the Lord to fill every piece of me, every part of me. He is a big God. But yet He's also a God that can fill the tiniest parts of our lives that we need filled. And thank the Lord for that. I ask you, how big is your God this morning? Ask yourself, how big is my God? When's the last time I really saw God work on my behalf? And not just those around me, but for me. When's the last time I was able to stand up and give a testimony and say, this is what the Lord has done for me in my life. This is what the Lord means to me. This is how strong He is for me. This is what He's done for me. He led me to the top of the mountain. Yeah, God is bigger than the mountains. Not only did He lead you and you and you, but He led me to the top of the mountain as well, and thank the Lord for it. Lord, help us to allow, make room for the Lord in our lives, that we can be able to see what He is capable of, what He is capable of doing. Thank you for being here this morning. I do ask you to keep me in your prayers that, you know, I know we're not always going to be on top of those mountains. We hear that quite often as well. We're going to have those low places. But Lord, help me in those low places. That's when I look to You for strength. That's when I look to You to show me what You can do, and that I not rely on other things. That I not rely on, that I not make excuses. You know, we are a people that is good at making excuses. Lord, help me to be honest with myself, and most importantly, help me to allow You to help me to have that relationship with You, that You are able to work with me and through me and show me just how capable You are. How big is Your God? Y'all pray for me.